This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, our number. This hour, we're going to talk about a congressman's wife who died after taking an herbal remedy. Oh my goodness, what's this story all about? Also, if you're feeling anxious or blue, could ultra-processed foods be to blame? We'll touch on the benefits of swimming. That's a story that is near and dear to my heart. 877-726-8255. But first, we have a call from Camille in New York. How you doing?
Just fine. I feel like an awful pest. I listen to you every week, and I do call you whenever I have a problem. However, I talked to you before.
No pest. I mean, that's what we're here for. Yeah.
You agree that I should take an osteoporosis medication, and you mentioned to me Reclast.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to my doctor, and he talks about the differences between Prolia and Reclast.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know which one is really better for me to take.
Okay. Well, my answer is that I rarely prescribe osteoporosis medications. And when I do prescribe them, I prescribe the oral ones. When patients need intravenous treatment, I refer them to an endocrinologist or an osteoporosis specialist for a couple of reasons. One is that I'm not that familiar with administering those medications. I just read about them. Endocrinologists routinely administer those medications. And number two is that the way insurance works is I'm just internal medicine. And if I tell people to take an expensive therapy that could cost tens of thousands of dollars a year, they may say, well, who are you to prescribe that? You need to get the authorization from an endocrinologist or a specialist to get that medication. So I don't want patients to get stuck with a bill because I say so. So what I generally do is I work with support. You know, tell people what can they take that's compatible with medications if they need medication. And indeed, you can take vitamin D, and you can take absorbable forms of calcium, and, you know, often in conjugation with magnesium and iproflavone. And there are supplements out there that do that. And sometimes I recommend strontium. But generally, when you're taking one of these powerful intravenous therapies, I tend to withhold the strontium. The reason being is like, well, if it works, well, who knows what's doing the heavy lifting? Is it the strontium or is it the IV therapy? And if you have a side effect, well, then you also don't know. Is it strontium that's throwing you for a loop or is it the medication? So I generally, when people are intensive treatment for osteoporosis with intravenous, so I would rely on their opinion as to what works best. Prolia, entirely different type of medication than Reclast. Their side effects with both. Sometimes there's a question of like, well, which do you use first? Because sometimes once you use, especially medications like Reclast, it reduces the likelihood that some of these other medications can do their job. It's kind of like you're one and done. You know, that's the definitive treatment, and then it precludes other treatments. So there's some issues around sequencing these treatments too that the endocrinologist is familiar with, you know, and so I would listen to them. And not to me when it comes to advice about medication. I'm the guy who can talk to you about things like MK7, vitamin K, and the potential benefits of olive leaf extract, and so on when it comes to, you know, adjunctive nutritional care that you can compatibly take along with your medication. It wouldn't hurt to take those things at the same time. I might hold off on the strontium to see how the other medications are working. Okay. Thanks for your call. 877-726-8255, our number. And I want to take this opportunity to thank you, folks, because I've been talking about our SOS campaign, our Save Our Supplements campaign, because as a result of your response to my Paul Revere cry, N-acetylcysteine is now back on Amazon. I'm not saying that Amazon is the best place to get your supplements because it's kind of a free fire zone in terms of quality control. But this is good news when a huge outfit like Amazon has the confidence that they can restock NAC because it's not going to be stricken from the list by the powers that be. NAC, it looks like, will, for the time being, not be banned. And that's a result of a huge public outcry. Also, a lot of companies involved who have economic interests. And, hey, you know, when you want to drive companies out of business, they're going to send their representatives to Congress and make a squawk. There's also a campaign for mandatory product labeling, MPL, which has been hooked onto a bill for FDA appropriations. FDA can't exist without appropriations. And so they hooked a bill on to the routine appropriations bill for the FDA, which will demand that supplements list their ingredients and submit them to the FDA. And they're saying, well, we're not going to regulate you. We just want to know. We just want to know. And it's insidious because this is the nose under the tent for more extreme regulation. And I'm all for disclosing label ingredients. That's fine. But when the government asks for a registry that will take enormous amount of bureaucratic effort to maintain at great expense for the companies, drive small, nimble companies out of business due to compliance costs, I say no. So let's push back on that. Well, if you answer the clarion call and went to drhoffman.com/ANH, stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, your letters and emails to Congress have not been futile because it looks like MPL will be stalled. I'm not saying the game over. It's still time to be vigilant and active. But I want to congratulate you because we had an all-hands-on-deck moment this summer, and it looks like efforts by folks like you, ordinary citizens, can shape the fate of the supplement industry. So thanks very much for participating. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of supplements, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are the highest quality, and that's why I recommend the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade supplements using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. And each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're also available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Check it out. All right. If you're feeling anxious or blue, there's a fascinating study out of Florida Atlantic University's Schmidt College of Medicine. Researchers explored a nationally representative sample of the U.S. population to determine if individuals who consumed high amounts of ultra-processed foods report significantly more adverse mental health symptoms, including depression, anxiety, and mentally unhealthy days. They looked at over 10,000 individuals, 18 and older, and here's what they found. They found that individuals who consumed the most ultra-processed foods as compared with those who consumed the least amount had statistically significant increases in the adverse mental health symptoms of mild depression, mentally unhealthy days, and anxious days when they were scored. They also had significantly lower rates of reporting zero mentally healthy days and zero anxious days. So when you're on a diet of ultra-processed foods, you're not going to have a lot of good days from the standpoint of mental health and psychological outlook. They say that findings from the studies are generalizable to the entire U.S., as well as to other Western countries with similar ultra-processed food intakes. So what's going on? There definitely is a food-mood connection, lack of polyphenols, which are essential for brain health, lack of omega-3 fatty acids, too much in the way of processed oils, too much in the way of sugar. These all have deleterious brain effects. And the rates of consumption of ultra-processed foods have been soaring since the 1960s, roughly correlating with the introduction of high fructose corn syrup, but also other synthetic foods, foods that aren't really foods. They're basically chemical factory products. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients, including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. And with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. It's 877-726-8255 for calls. And we're talking about the terrible American diet full of ultra-processed foods that are loaded with harmful fats, lots of omega-6 oils that are pro-inflammatory, and full of sugar. There's an interesting study that suggests that there's an antidote that is a natural antidote, and that is fish oil. And what's conspicuously absent from the typical American ultra-processed diet is omega-3 oils. So this study published in Biochemical Pharmacology says that omega-3s can blunt the worst of the chronic inflammation caused by diets high in sugar and harmful fats. not all fats do this, just like things like too much in the way of soy oil and corn oil and cottonseed oil, the kinds of fats that are used in preparing fast food and fried food. The study performed in mice shows that ceramides, which are the end product of inflammation, can be the accumulation of these end products of inflammation can be reduced with a fish oil-enriched diet. The researchers measured the presence of the various ceramide species in the blood plasma and looked for them in the fatty tissue. And what they conclude is that omega-3 fatty acid enrichment of a Western diet, they fed a pro-inflammatory Western diet to these experimental mice, appears to act as a ceramide production inhibitor, attenuating the negative effects of a diet high in fat, and in doing so improve the profile and population of immune cells, potentially ameliorating overall health. They say that fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids are safer than pharmacological agents, because, yeah, you could use drugs to reduce inflammation, and they can be taken as supplements, but also obtained through foods without the need for expensive interventions. So very cool study. And speaking of fish oil, well, you probably already know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, and nerve vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. And when it comes to fish oil, my preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, so you're definitely going to find something there that suits you, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry. That's why I like them. That ensures maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or go to vitalnutrients.co. Not .com, it's .co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. And, oh, by the way, stay away. That's no antidote. You know, that doesn't mean you can eat a pro-inflammatory, ultra-processed diet with impunity. But even if you sneak in a few treats here and there, the fish oil is going to do you some good. 877-726-8255, our number. And there's a very interesting case that's been splashed all over the media. The wife of a Northern California congressman died late last year, and they say that the reason she died is that she took a herbal supplement. And so we're going to do a deep dive on that story when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255 for calls. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. but vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And so let's visit this curious story. Headline, Congressman's wife died after taking herbal remedy marketed for diabetes and weight loss. The wife of a Northern California congressman died late last year after ingesting a plant that is generally considered safe and is used as an herbal remedy for a variety of ailments, including diabetes, obesity, and high cholesterol, according to KHN TV in Sacramento, California. Lori McClintock, the wife of U.S. Representative Tom McClintock, he's kind of a big deal. He's a, you know, important representative, died from dehydration due to gastroenteritis, an inflammation of the stomach and intestines that was said to be caused by adverse effects of white mulberry leaf ingestion. Okay. So what's going on with that? Well, they say that there's evidence from the autopsy report that Lori McClintock took a dietary supplement containing white mulberry leaf, or that she ate fresh or dried leaves or drank them in a tea, because a, quote, partially intact white mulberry leaf was found in her stomach, according to the report. And that is kind of weird. That is not, white mulberry leaf is not a supplement that I generally recommend. And it's not that popular a supplement, although it's touted as a treatment for overweight, for diabetes, for metabolic syndrome. And, when I heard of it, I kind of quipped that, maybe it works because have you ever seen a fat moth? The idea is that moths eat mulberry leaves in order to make silk. That's the way that silk moths are fed on white mulberry leaves. And so it's unclear what happened with this. And my concern is that this report amplifies fears over supplements and is ginning up the mechanism for regulating supplements. Because there's an agenda. There's an agenda by the media and by mainstream medicine and by the government to further regulate supplements. And they're all in cahoots. And so it's not clear to me whether Lori McClintock died from white mulberry leaf consumption, which never heard that that could kill anybody, or if she died with consumption of white mulberry leaf, because it's like she consumed it. Maybe she did have diabetes. Maybe she had any number of ailments. What types of medications was she taking? Did she fall unconscious? Did she, for some reason, have a gastrointestinal infection, which could lead to diarrhea and dehydration, and which, yeah, that can kill you. So there's a rebuttal from the folks at Nutri Ingredients, which provides a perspective on that. They say, yesterday, the New York Times and many other media outlets reported that the Sacramento County Coroner's Office had determined earlier this year that her death was caused by adverse effects from ingestion of white mulberry leaf. The Times concluded in its headline that, quote, she died from dehydration caused by stomach inflammation from consuming the herbal remedy. Well, they interviewed an expert, Rick Kingston, who's a PhD in pharmacology, head of the scientific and regulatory affairs at the firm Safety Call International, who said there's so many holes in this story that he hardly knew where to begin. He's a professor in the School of Pharmacy at the University of Minnesota. He says that, you know, looking at, there's a database for toxic episodes, and they found, when he looked it up, there were literally only two cases on there, both for elderly individuals, one of whom had a number of underlying conditions of toxicity due to mulberry leaf. Other herbs can be potentially dangerous if taken in excess, but that's not one of them. So McClintock also says he's not even sure what kind of product. I'm sorry, Kingston said, Dr. Kingston said, whatever kind of product Ms. McClintock might have been using, there's no information about its provenance. You know, was it some sketchy herb that she picked up at a Chinese herbal pharmacy? I'm not saying that they're all bad, but, you know, sometimes there are adulterated ingredients in there. Did they test for the presence of other contaminants? How much did she take? Was she mainlining this stuff, or did she just have a cup of herbal tea and then conked out and they blamed it on the herbal tea? So, this is an example, you know, once again, of media malpractice. And it fits the narrative. The narrative is that supplements are unregulated. I'm reading here from the press accounts. They say here that this underscores the need for more supplement regulation, blah, blah, blah. You've heard that litany before. They say that supplements are unregulated here and that they need more government oversight to avoid tragedies like this. And I hope that Congressman McClintock, you know, in his grief, will not be stampeded into proposing or supporting legislation that further restricts access to supplements because of the tragic demise of his wife. It's unclear if it had anything to do with consumption of some mulberry leaf tea or capsules. 877-726-8255, our number. An episode of Intelligent Medicine would not be complete without me mentioning NT-factor lipids. Well, you know, they support the mitochondria. That's very important for many conditions, for fatigue, for age-related degenerative disease, but also turns out for long COVID. Well, when it comes to NT-factor, there may be an additional benefit according to the latest study. There's another great reason to add NT-factor to your daily regimen, because new research shows that NT-factor lipids will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients, especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, in some cases by more than 200%. So now there's another great reason to add NT-factor to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT-factor lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT-factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Buy NT-factor lipids powder and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. Stock up now. All right. A new study looks at the benefits of swimming. And this is a story near and dear to me because I'm an inveterate swimmer. I swim as part of triathlons that I perform in, and I train a lot in the pool and do open water swimming. And I'm going to do some translation from medical terminology here because the title of this study is daunting. Swimming exercise alleviates endothelial mitochondrial fragmentation via inhibiting DRP1 to improve vascular function in hypertension. Okay, what it boils down to is that swimming is good for blood pressure. And they do all kinds of breakdowns of the mechanism by which it happens. And it turns out that the mitochondria are involved in regulating the caliber of your blood vessels. Hardening the arteries means your blood vessels get stiffer, and they're energy dependent. And when your mitochondria don't work, well, you might get high blood pressure. But it turns out that swimming does something to prevent mitochondrial fragmentation, i.e. the breakdown of your energy-producing organelles within your cells. And the research done in hypertensive rats, they made them swim, and what they found was that swimming helped their blood pressure. That's what it boils down to. Conclusions, these findings suggest that swimming exercise alleviates endothelial mitochondrial fragmentation, which might contribute to improved vascular function and reduced blood pressure in hypertension. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. And then a big article in the Wall Street Journal, the underrated therapy for anxiety and stress, water. It gives our brains a break from the intense focused attention that much of daily life requires. And I find that, you know, swimming, while sometimes arduous, is kind of like a meditation. It's an active meditation because you're shut off from all other sensory input. You feel the water, you stroke, rhythmically, and there's something about it. Sometimes as I do it, I just sort of appreciate the flow of the water and the bubbles from my breath and the sort of noise-free environment, although, you know, you hear the sound of your own breathing and the sound of the water, that is very, very relaxing. So, yeah, maybe yet another reason why swimming can help to lower blood pressure, because it typically relieves anxiety. So check out that article in the Wall Street Journal. 877-726-8255, remember, this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, to record your questions for the Intelligent Medicine Radio Show. And let's hear one of them.
Hey, doctor. I have had COVID twice, and now, 6 months later, I don't have any energy. I am zapped. And my local doctor says it's because I've had the COVID. Is there any truth to this, or... is there anything I can do to remedy this exhaustion?
Okay, well, this is a very real thing. There is this thing called long COVID, or PASC, as it's referred to medically, post-acute sequelae of COVID. I prefer to call it long COVID or long hauler syndrome. And, you know, to some extent, it's a natural consequence of having a virus. I mean, it's long before COVID, we knew that people who had viral infections would have a kind of a long recuperative period where they would feel tired and devitalized. And sometimes it was the beginning of something called CFS or ME, myalgic encephalitis, which is, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, but that minimizes the degree of severity of this. And so there is some thought that some of this is just coincidence. It's like people who, you know, had underlying conditions and COVID made them worse, and they simply attribute their worsening symptoms to having had COVID. Some of it is, you know, just going to abate with the passage of time. You know, it may take a while, but it gets better. And some of it is due to COVID, very specifically. And it's a specific entity, and they're spending, they allocated hundreds of millions of dollars to the study of this at the National Institutes of Health. And patients typically report dizziness, lightheadedness, exhaustion, exercise intolerance, shortness of breath, palpitations, and brain fog, and, you know, a variety of symptoms. And so dealing with this, and I'm beginning to see more and more patients with this, and I'm happy to provide a natural perspective. I think that there may be a bunch of things involved. One is that it, to some extent, it may be circulatory, and there are, you know, microcirculatory problems that occur after COVID. We know that some people develop blood clots. It's possible that some people are having microclots that prevent adequate circulation to their heart and brain and other vital organs. So, in terms of a natural strategy, things like fish oil, and I've heard natokinase and lumbrokinase being proposed as ways of promoting circulation. Certainly nitric oxide comes in there with treatment with either medication or dietary nitrates like the Berkeley Life products we talk about here on this program. Then there's the mitochondrial component, which is very real. I think as people age, their mitochondria decline in function, and COVID may be a hit to the mitochondria, and so we want to support the mitochondria a variety of ways by using NAD, by using coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol, by using all the things that support mitochondrial function, including NT factor, which we talk about here on this program. That can be very helpful. And then there's also the possibility that some people have lingering infections, that they may need antiviral treatment. So either with medications, some thought that even Paxlovid may be helpful for some long haulers, although the results on treatment with Paxlovid are kind of equivocal. And then, you know, maybe there's some natural antivirals that people can take, because if they're having a long perpetuation of presence of the virus in their body, if it's hanging out, maybe it can be suppressed. Kind of like people who have long Lyme, people who have difficulty eradicating the Lyme spirochetes. Sometimes they resort to natural agents to suppress the proliferation of these bugs in their body. So there are a variety of strategies that can be employed here. And, you know, I think there's different strokes for different folks. I mean, one person may have a worsening of blood sugar problems. Another person may have microclots. Another person may have lung inflammation. Another person may have mostly brain symptoms, which respond to things that support cognitive function. You know, much like when we treat dementia or Alzheimer's disease with natural things. And so, you know, I wish there were more specialists who took a really integrative approach to this, and not just looking for some magic bullet medication to pep you up, but also look at lifestyle and diet and sleep patterns, and even mild exercise as a way of beginning a rehabilitative process. And, you know, I thank you for the call, because I think you represent perhaps hundreds of thousands and even millions of individuals who now don't feel the same after COVID. And they may be suffering from symptoms that hopefully will abate, but may be similar to what patients with chronic fatigue syndrome experience, a never-ending cycle of exhaustion, fatigue, lightheadedness, and brain fog, and other problems. And don't forget the microbiome, too, because COVID has an adverse effect on the microbiome. And by changing the diet, by using probiotics and prebiotics, by using sometimes natural herbs to eradicate harmful bacteria, even medication, we can alter the microbiome, which sends a lot of signals throughout the body, and especially to the brain. So this is a problem that we're going to be facing going forward. And it also includes some people who have adverse vaccine reactions. That is, they are similar in some ways to long COVID because, in effect, we're giving people a mild case of COVID. And for some people, those side effects may be severe and long-lasting and devastating. And they come looking to functional and natural medicine for help. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Very interesting questions today. And you can get more information at drhoffman.com, download our podcasts, check out our articles. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter. And have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. We'll be back next week with more of Intelligent Medicine.